This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live. We're kicking off hour number three, and you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. You can call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And the us in studio is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And we've been talking mostly in the last hour about medical psilocybin, and also had a trip down memory lane to talk about media bias. And of course, Sarah called in with a traffic report about some kind of hawk light that has nothing to do with birds.
Yes, that Michael and I installed over the last weekend.
Apparently,
in Albuquerque.
Yes. Changing gears ever so slightly, Michael, you brought in a story about some cops being sentenced to something for something.
Is that a typo?
Is what a typo?
Where the cops actually got sentenced.
Like, did they mean to say Crips were sentenced?
Right.
It's so rare that I get to share good news, but this is from Reason.
Nice.
And published yesterday. Florida judge sentences corrupt cops to prison. Slams prosecution for slap on the wrist, in quotes.
All right.
In an effort to boost his department's standing in the local community, a Florida police chief found a way to solve every robbery case in his town.
All right.
Former Biscayne Park Police Chief Raimundo Atesiano enlisted the help of two officers, Charlie Dayub and Raul Fernandez, to arrest innocent black men for robberies that occurred in the area in 2013 and 2014. I think we talked about this on FTL a while back.
They have.
Probably. Sounds like something that would have been discussed.
In July, the U.S. Department of Justice charged all three men with conspiracy to violate civil rights. When it came time for Dayub and Fernandez to face their actions in court, however, a judge criticized prosecutors for being too lenient.
Whoa, that's also a sentence that you don't generally hear,
right?
Generally, it will be, you know, some lawyer for the ACLU that accuses the judge of being too lenient when it comes to sentencing government employees.
So this is what the judge did. U.S. District Judge K. Michael Moore sentenced both Dayub and Fernandez to 1 year in prison for making false arrests. The men were hoping to avoid prison time by helping prosecutors make their case against Atesiano, who was the police chief, who pleaded guilty to civil rights conspiracy last month. Judge Moore reportedly told Assistant U.S. Attorney Harry Wallace that allowing the former cops to avoid jail time would have sent a terrible message to minorities, was insulting to others in law enforcement, and would have amounted to a slap on the wrist.
Did he not get the script? It doesn't sound like this judge got the script. I mean, this is the playbook that's been going on for decades.
Yeah, the judge went a little off script here.
Yeah.
Department of Justice attorneys had recommended 8 months of home confinement for Dayub and 1 year probation for Fernandez. Moore said the prosecutor's recommendations were sentencing manipulation.
Sentencing manipulation. That basically sounds like code for prosecutorial discretion, because we work for the same team, and you know, if I want to continue working with this team, then I can't recommend the same sentence for them that I would recommend for everybody else.
Something like that.
Yeah.
The Biscayne Park police's arrest conspiracy affected residents as young as 16. The unnamed teenager was arrested for four previously unsolved burglaries without evidence. In another arrest, the department pinned five separate vehicle burglaries on a 35-year-old. The charges were eventually dropped when the department did not provide sufficient evidence to prosecutors. Officer Anthony Della Torre repeatedly told an internal affairs investigator that officers instructed to collar any black person with somewhat of a record and charge them with the burglaries.
Right, so somewhat of a record could mean, oh, yeah, they had, like, you know, a tenth of an ounce of cannabis that one time.
They were a jaywalking conviction.
Right.
Anybody that crossed their path once before.
Right. But I've watched enough TV to say, okay, go round up some of the usual suspects. We'll pin it on one of them that doesn't look like they've got a good, strong alibi.
That's pretty much what they did.
Right. And they're not going to have the means to fight against us. So, hey, we get a conviction out of it. Everybody goes home at the end of the day.
Or
except
even,
that guy.
Even, you know, sometimes there are people that do have solid alibis, but, as you mentioned, they might not have the money for a private lawyer, so they get the public defender that never calls the boss
right.
who can testify that, yes, he was at work at that time.
Yeah. It's very sad, and people who lack the financial means, this is it's indicative of an oligarchy when those who are in power can prey upon those who don't have it and then are likely unable to fight the charges.
Right, and going back to something that Gene the Christian Anarchist said in the last hour when he was talking about, you know, government and, you know, specifically mainstream media being part of the same club. To quote George Carlin, it's a big club, you ain't in it, and it's the same club that they use to beat you over the head.
That's
right.
Nutshell.
That's right. So the two cops are going to prison for a year. They're actually, well, they'll probably live through it. But the police chief will be sentenced on November 27th. So we'll certainly have a follow-up when that happens.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, is a year even a reasonable sentence for what's happened here?
I guess all they really got them on was making a false arrest.
Right.
Right. So what really should happen, and you know, I realize I'm looking at this in a utopian lens,
right?
But these officers should personally be held liable for
Agreed.
Making restitution to the people that they have wrongly arrested,
right?
These officers, and I'm one of the handful of people that thinks that in 99.9% of cases, prison is not the right answer.
Right.
I think that these officers, instead of having their housing and food and clothing provided at taxpayer expense for another year of their life, they should be forced to take a minimum wage job at Burger King, working as the fry cook.
Or something like that.
Prison is certainly not the right answer. It's pretty much not the right answer for just about anything. But at the same time, it's good that these people are no longer in law enforcement.
It is. The right, question is, yeah. Will they stay not in law enforcement? I mean, that's
once you've got a felony conviction, that's pretty much it.
I'm not even
are any of these things felonies?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that may keep them from going and joining another force
in
a neighboring
state.
They
might get a private security firm if the
security
firm is not too picky. But
probably not, because you know there are some states where I can't work as a security officer because of an outstanding warrant in South Carolina.
Not that you're admitting to that
on
the air.
Or supposedly driving without a seatbelt, supposedly speeding, and supposedly not coming to a complete stop at a stop sign.
See how he did that, kids? He didn't admit anything. Learn that. But it's interesting on a couple points. All right. So first of all, I hope they don't work in law enforcement ever again because they're dishonest people.
Right.
That's the biggest thing. To Daryl's point, restitution is one of these things. We need to make that a thing. People need to talk about that. When crimes occur, people need to be compensated for the harm that was done to them by the people that did them harm. And in our system, we don't often get that out of our courts. I mean, sometimes a decision will come down that involves restitution. But more often the case is, well, you know, if they want to you know, pursue this further or get some, recover some of their wages, they're just going to have to go into civil suit and file suits against those officers in civil court.
Right,
civil court.
But generally then, it's not against the officers, it's against the department.
Which means
taxpayers.
Exactly.
This government indemnifies the officers.
It does. And indemnifies themselves against anything. So again, and you have to have the means to take that suit in the first place.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And we've been talking about all kinds of things related to the criminal justice system, and we're going to stay on that track here in just a moment. Chris, you've got an article about some asset forfeiture reform in Mississippi, or actually the need for asset forfeiture reform in Mississippi. But I want to let you know what I'm going to be doing in just over 2 weeks. That's going to be in New York City, running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project. I'm a passionate supporter of their work, and 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January of this year, 9 of their clients have walked free. That means innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit were released from prison. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need our help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. And with your help, they can help even more people. You can go to run.freetalklive.com. I've already met the minimum fundraising goal set by the New York Roadrunners, but I have a personal goal of $5,000, and right now I think I'm about $265 away from that. So please, even $5 helps. Run.freetalklive.com.
Nice. So this article comes to us from the National Review, which one would say would be a more conservative paper than others that we've been quoting from today. I
guess. Yes, definitely more conservative than Reason.
Yep.
Or Vice.
But this is titled, Mississippi Shows Need for Transparency Around Civil Forfeiture. This recent legal invention will continue to turn American principles of presumed innocence and due process on their head. In the topsy-turvy world of Justice Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings, we were told that a person should be considered guilty until proven innocent, and that we must always believe accusers even when their allegations are unverifiable, remote, and arise under suspicious circumstances. For conservatives, the hearings were a reminder of why the presumption of innocence is a bedrock American principle, and why the founders guaranteed that citizens would not be punished unless they had been convicted of a crime under a fair and impartial process.
That's actually not what the founders guaranteed. They guaranteed that there would not be criminal punishment. There would not be punishment through the court system.
There we go. But long after the Kavanaugh hearings have faded from the spotlight, another recent legal invention known as civil asset forfeiture will continue to turn American principles of presumed innocence and due process on their head. Unlike criminal forfeiture, in which the state seizes property of someone convicted of a crime, civil forfeiture is based on the tortured legal fiction that property can be, quote, guilty, unquote, of being connected to a crime, and that civil proceedings can therefore be brought against the property itself instead of its owner.
Right. And one thing, and I know that the article gets into this, but one thing to mention about the way the proceedings, i.e. the court cases, if there ever is one, in these civil asset forfeiture, is the case would be United States federal government v. $275,000 cash.
Right.
And then someone would have to wind up saying, that's my money, and it's not related to drugs, and then you have to prove that it's not.
Right. You have to prove the innocence.
Right. So there's not a beyond reasonable doubt where the state has to prove that it is. It's you have to prove to the court it's not. So you have to prove a negative.
Correct. Cars, cash, guns, and even houses are routinely seized. Rather than being innocent until proven guilty, property owners often have a heavy burden to prove that their property was not connected to criminal activity and can be punished by having the property forfeited, even if they have not been charged with much less convicted of a crime. The proceedings usually have minimal judicial oversight and no real due process protections. To make matters worse, law enforcement agencies get to keep the property they seize, which creates a perverse incentive for agencies to abuse the process.
And not only that, there are also various allocation or distribution systems.
Yep.
So some states will say 45% goes to the local police department, 45% goes to the state general fund, and then the other 20% goes to, you know, something else.
Right.
Whereas at the federal level, if you go through this, and I forget the term that is used, it's like federal adoption or something, to where the local police call up the DEA or some other alphabet agency and say, hey, can you wind up adopting this? Then the local police keep 80% of the proceeds.
Right. And you'll often see that used by states that have passed some law against state, you know, involvement in the forfeiture, civil
right.
forfeiture. But the feds, you know, hey, the feds still have a law in the books.
Right. And you often, in a lot of places, you'll see a really, really, really nice car that has the police logo on the side. And then somewhere on the back it will say, this used to be a drug dealer's car. Now it's ours. Oh, so Mr. Police Officer Man, you're admitting to Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. No, it's not Grand Theft Auto when we do it.
Only when you do it. Not surprisingly, abuses have been systemic and well-documented. For example, the Sheriff's Department in DeSoto County, Mississippi, agreed to return a 2006 Chevy Trailblazer owned by the mother of a criminal defendant, but only if the department was paid $1,650.
So basically,
what?
We'll sell you this truck for $1,600.
But it's my son's truck. I know, but that's the price.
Doesn't matter. See, we have possession, and possession is 9/10 the law, and we have the keys. If you want it, give us $1,650.
It is common for parents to have their property seized for the alleged criminal activities of their children, even if the parents were completely unaware of the alleged crime. In many cases, the parents enter into an agreement to let the agencies keep all or part of their property. Further complicating this pattern is the fact that often the seized property is worth less than it would cost in legal fees to contest the forfeiture. All this leads critics to view many forfeiture proceedings as little more than a shakedown. This system also allows law enforcement agencies to fund themselves, circumventing the legislative appropriations process.
And I've heard, and, you know, of course, this is one of those things to where you never really know what it would cost to take one of these things to court, but I've heard that on average it's about $10,000.
Yeah, that's a number that we talked about here.
That's the low end.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit more about this in just a few minutes, but it's disturbing, and especially if you're not familiar with this process. This is the police can take it, whether you even get convicted or not.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You know, USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We've made clear to them that we take this matter with respect to Mr. Khashoggi very seriously.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo back in Washington, D.C. after his trip to Saudi Arabia, where he meets with political leaders about Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi, who's last seen walking into the Saudi consulate in Turkey.
They, too, understand the serious nature of the disappearance of Mr. Khashoggi. They also assured me that they will conduct a complete, thorough investigation.
Pompeo briefing President Trump and says the investigation into the matter continues.
We ought to give them a few more days to complete that so that we, too, have a complete understanding of the facts surrounding that, at which point we can make decisions about how or if the United States should respond.
And taking a look at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 327 points, the NASDAQ off 157, and the S&P 500 losing 40. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll jump back into this article from National Review about the need for civil asset forfeiture reform. And they're looking specifically at Mississippi to explain why we need asset forfeiture reform. But first, I want to make sure that I tell you about another giveaway that we're doing. You heard earlier in the night about the Zen giveaway, but there's also a Liberty Dollar 2 giveaway. Yeah, that's right. Liberty Dollar 2 has released its limited LD2 Zero token, and Free Talk Live is giving away 10 LD2 Zero tokens. That's a $350 value. Each LD2 Zero token is backed by an ounce of silver, a gorgeous .999 fine silver round, just like what Liberty Dollar was famous for. To enter, send an email to contest@freetalklive.com. Couple of instructions here. Put LD2 in the subject line and include a number between 1 and 1,000. Again, LD2 needs to be in the subject line, along with a number between 1 and 1,000. That email needs to be sent to contest@freetalklive.com. The winner will be selected on November 5th, and if there's a tie, the prize will be split. Liberty Dollar 2 will help you set up a wallet to receive your prize, and you can learn more at ld2coin.io. That's LD, the number 2, ld2coin.io.
Yeah, and we're talking about an article from National Review, a very conservative publication, and they are looking at the insanity, which is civil asset forfeiture. And they talked a little bit about how a mother of somebody who was accused of a crime was told that they could buy back their 2006 Trailblazer for $1,650. And then they comment that this amounts to a little bit more than a shakedown, and it really allows agencies to fund themselves without having to go through the whole trouble of justifying their existence and their expenditures to the voters. At a bare minimum, agencies should have to publicly report the property they seize and how they spend the proceeds to prevent abuse and allow the public to ensure that forfeiture laws are being properly applied. Note, this is from me, Chris. I disagree. Just do away with the damn law. However, even this modicum of reform is often met with opposition from law enforcement agencies that have become an interest group in the debate over forfeiture laws. Despite the protests of law enforcement agencies, initial reforms have already shown the need for transparency and further protections. Mississippi recently passed a law requiring the Mississippi Bureau of Narcotics, or MBN, to maintain a website listing all property that is seized by it and other law enforcement agencies. The website was launched on July 2, 2018, and immediately revealed a widespread problem. MBN and many other agencies were routinely pursuing forfeiture of property under a system known as, quote, administrative forfeiture, unquote, which allows the agencies to forfeit the property without filing a petition in court. In many instances, the only thing the agency was required to do was provide a description of the property on a website for 30 days. The problem was that the law allowing the administrative forfeiture has been repealed on July 1st, 2018, the day before they launched the website.
Hold on. I'm sorry, and I might still be a little concussed here because I did knock myself in the head earlier today, but I thought I heard you say that there was a law that was repealed the day before some website was launched where they were listing stuff that had been seized under administrative forfeiture.
Mississippi recently passed a law requiring the Bureau of Narcotics in Mississippi to maintain a website listing all property that it seized by it and other law enforcement agencies. The website was launched on July 2nd. Now, this immediately came under some scrutiny, because the problem was that the law that allowed administrative forfeiture had been repealed on July 1st, the day before.
All right, so I did hear what I thought I heard.
You did.
All right.
This is government inaction.
Maybe the Mississippi Bureau of Narcotics is also collectively concussed.
Or maybe they're sampling some of the things that they are
seizing.
Maybe
they're on the narcotics.
The Mississippi Justice Institute, a constitutional litigation center, sent a letter to NBM informing the agency that it was violating the law. 9 days later, the agency, to its credit, sent letters to multiple property owners informing them that MBN was returning their seized property, totaling over $100,000 in cash, along with other items. While it's reassuring that the agency followed the laws once informed of the change, there is every reason to believe that the improper forfeitures would have continued indefinitely absent the transparency that allowed an outside group to notice them. Even more disturbing is that when alerted to the change in the law, MBN still had time to file petitions in court to pursue forfeiture of the property under regular civil forfeiture laws.
Right, because the administrative forfeiture didn't require them to file anything in court.
Didn't require anything, but the agency chose not to may indicate that it knew the forfeitures would never hold up in court. Law enforcement agencies are entrusted with enormous responsibility. Every effort should be made to ensure that there is not even the appearance of self-interest when these agencies enforce the law. Civil forfeiture clearly jeopardizes that independence, as well as basic American principles of fairness and justice. While further reform is needed, forfeiture transparency is a basic minimum and should be established in every state.
Yes.
And again, I will repeat, just do away with the damn laws. There is never...
Yeah, there's no need for civil forfeiture. It's a complete miscarriage of justice. I mean, when I first heard of it, I was reminded of the witch trials where they would tie the witch up, the suspected witch up, and throw her in the water. And if she sank, she was innocent. But if she floated, she was a witch.
Right. Right. And also a duck and made out of wood. And she turned me into a newt, but I got better.
But that's the whole thing. I mean, if we talk about asset forfeiture, and if one could argue a legal reason to do it, it would be because let's say I'm a thief and I stole all sorts of stuff and I fenced it and then I bought, you know, guns with it and I was going to use that in my next crime. And,
all right,
and the copy criminal.
That would be criminal forfeiture.
Exactly. Exactly. The point being is that one can make a legal claim that criminal forfeiture is probably not a real violation of rights because there has been a victim. You know what I mean?
Right.
And those goods could be sold to, compensate the victim and,
right,
and all sorts of things. But this idea that it just may have been used in a crime. We can't prove that it did. We're not even going to try.
But in a lot of cases, the criminal forfeiture is used against people for drug offenses, where there arguably is not a victim.
I don't disagree with that, Daryl, at all. What I am saying is that, you know, through this whole convoluted mess of violating everybody's rights and enriching police departments,
right?
It just needs to go away. And there's nobody can make a sound case in my mind for civil asset forfeiture.
Right.
It doesn't exist.
There was a hearing in some committee in the New Hampshire legislature within the last couple of years to get rid of civil asset forfeiture in New Hampshire. And the police departments, there were numerous spokesmen for all levels of police that simultaneously said, we don't use this, but if you pass this bill, we're going to lose a bunch of money and think about all the stuff that we won't be able to do to drug dealers.
Right. What's your point? I mean, they talk out of both sides of the mouth.
While confusing civil and criminal forfeiture. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't work.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Michael.
And Chris.
And want to thank, and we've been since, last month and a half, thanking Amplifiers, and we're going back, starting basically with the oldest or the longest, however long they've been on the list. You know,
longevity, not age.
Yes,
there we
that
go.
One.
Not the oldest. Okay.
And so if we've not thanked you yet personally, then we'll get around to it unless you have requested to remain anonymous, because Amplifiers are anonymous by default unless they say, yes, you can share my name. And one of those people that has allowed us to share his name is Mike Sylvia, who some people might recognize as State Representative.
Heck yeah.
Mike Sylvia, he is a platinum Amplifier. That means that he gives at least $25 per month. I don't know exactly how much any of the Amplifiers give. I don't look at the books, or at least not that side. All I know is here are the names that I was given of the next seven people, put them on the list, and Mike Sylvia, you made the list. So thank you, Mike, and thank you again to all of the Amplifiers. And you can become an Amplifier for as little as $5 a month when you go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. And that money helps us do three things: advertise, market, and promote the show. Specifically to program directors of broadcast radio stations, because they're the ones that make the decisions generally to add us to new radio stations. Now, sometimes there's a corporate boss that will tell the local guy, you don't get to make any decisions. We tell you exactly what to play.
Some guy in a suit.
Yeah, most of them are guys in suits.
The man.
Yeah, the man. So, there are some, I don't want to say networks, but some companies that they're more top-down, others are more bottom-up. In a lot of cases, the program directors do get to make decisions. In some cases, not so much. But those are the people that really need to see that advertising and promotion of the show.
You bet. And the idea is it helps everybody. It helps us. It helps us get the words, the message of liberty out there. And it helps small businesses. I mean, most radio stations, I mean, they're looking for adding advertisers. Right. We offer a unique message.
Yes. And we're right now on 190 radio stations. We could be on a lot more. AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the Discord where we've got David calling in. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought.
Yeah, I had originally called on to comment about what Gene was talking about, then you guys, the conspiracy between the political parties and the media. But let me save that for another night because you started talking about civil asset forfeiture. And first of all, let me ask you, I wanted to share something that might be helpful. But first of all, do you see the commonalities between civil asset forfeiture and people losing their children in a civil government process when no crimes have been committed?
Yeah, there's certainly certainly a parallel there. Absolutely.
Right. Obviously, I won't go through it all right now. But if people look at not that you're fans of the United States or the founding documents, but if you look at amendments 4 through 10. There's a lot of helpful information in there, a lot of helpful clauses for dealing with combating wrongful civil asset forfeiture. One key thing is what I've noticed that the legislature, well, the government, you know, law schools, legislatures, lawyers, judges, the whole racketeering crowd, what they've been doing over time is things that used to fall under criminal jurisdiction. What they've been doing is to increase their power to take stuff from you and control you. They've been writing not more criminal laws, but they've been writing laws under civil code that to take your things and control you. And because it falls under civil law and not criminal law, they pretend that they can escape the protections of the amendments I mentioned, you know, Amendment 4 through 10. And, you know, for instance, Article 4, Amendment 4 says, you know, no unreasonable search or seizure. And, you know, what exactly is a... Exactly. And so, obviously, they're violating Amendment 4. And if you look at Amendment 5, what's helpful in there is not be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. So they're obviously violating that.
Right.
And if you look at, when you look at Amendment 6, in all criminal prosecutions, you see the founding fathers that they forgot to be more concerned about their civil lives, and they wrote in criminal here and there, and that's the loophole that these people are leaning on to do the stuff that they're doing. I forgot what it was.
Right, so you're basically making the point, David, thank you for the call. You're making the point that Spooner made is that the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we have or
been powerless
to prevent it. And he wrote that 148 years ago.
Yeah, and I don't know how people, and I was one of these people, I could look at the Constitution and say, this is why America is the greatest country on earth, because we have all these freedoms, and these freedoms are protected by the Constitution. But at some point, folks, you just got to kind of wake up and go, well, is it really protecting us when you can go through the whole list? You can go through the entire Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, and you can list examples of your government failing you,
right,
failing to follow their own rules. Keep in mind, there are tens of thousands of laws that are pointed from government at you like a gun. If you step out of line, they've got a million things they can nail you on. You know what you have to protect yourself from government?
You've got a four-page document that you hope a judge is going to wind up saying, oh, yes, this applies in a lot of cases because I've tried it. Unless you specifically file some kind of motion prior to your court hearing, quote, fleeting reference to the Constitution is not admissible in court as evidence that the Constitution applies.
Yeah, and that's the insanity of this situation we find ourselves in. We don't live in a constitutional republic or not. To claim that we live in a constitutional republic would imply that we follow the rules of said Constitution.
The irony is, George Bush had it right. The Constitution is a piece of paper.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's all we've ever had to protect ourselves.
Just a piece of paper.
Right.
It's whether the government is actually following the words on that piece of paper, which we know they're not. They haven't been for over a century. Lysander Spooner told us that.
Right.
Well, sometimes they'll go by the word the. Yeah, like that's in there, and it's kind of hard to violate the.
No, and the government will certainly use it when it talks about their powers. These powers, the few powers.
General welfare, we'll just construe that to mean everything.
Interstate commerce, absolutely.
Madison, he was the guy that wrote the thing. When he was president, he vetoed some legislation saying, yeah, just because you claim that this is tangentially related to this thing doesn't mean that it actually is.
We were talking earlier about some of the Federalists and Hamilton in the Federalist Papers hammered on the idea of the common clauses being used in ways that they shouldn't be. This was he's under Publius. He spoke on this over and over and over, saying that no one in their right mind is going to say that building new roads or the government regulating how much wheat you can grow on your land falls under the Commerce Clause. That's never going to happen.
Right? You can't just build a road and say, well, see, the Constitution says post roads, and this is a road that the postal people will use, so therefore we can do
it. It's a postal road.
Madison vetoed that.
Right.
Eisenhower wound up saying, yeah, go with it.
Let's build America's Autobahn.
Eisenhower interstate system.
Unbelievable. Look at these things around you, and look at all the ways the government has violated your rights.
Thanks, George Washington. I was going to say your calls and thoughts welcome, but we're out of time for tonight. But they'll be welcome tomorrow, just like they are every other night of the week, because we're always online every night, and we're online at freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost acts like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.